The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. He said to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday in our community meeting that we had, which we have often on Wednesdays, one of the priests made a very interesting comment that is very pertinent to this holy season of Lent, and is the following. All of us in this season should strive to really live out this season with generosity. By concrete decisions and actions. But this member in the community said that he was reading a really good commentary on Lent and said, well, every day I could try to do something different and be open to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I like that. With your permission, I'd like to expound upon that. How many people here are baptized? How many are confirmed? How many are ordained priests? Okay. I won that one, didn't I? Okay. You're baptized. Who do you receive? The Holy Spirit. You're confirmed? What does that mean? It means the gifts of the Holy Spirit, if you received it properly, the gifts of the Holy Spirit have been fortified. So if you are living the state of grace, and I hope you are, you have the Holy Spirit within you. That's true. So if you have the Holy Spirit within you, you can do this. Every day, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do to show my love for God? Now, if you're open, okay, a little bit of mystical theology now. Basics. We have what are called interior locutions. An interior locution means that God speaks to your heart. And He will tell you what He wants you to do. So I would suggest that you maybe reflect upon what I'm telling you now. Propose other activities, but also rely on the Holy Spirit. Rely on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is, He's God. The Holy Spirit inspires. It's the exact opposite of the devil. The devil tempts, trying to push us to sin. The Holy Spirit inspires us to love God all the more. By the way, do you know who the Holy Spirit is? The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. The Holy Spirit is the mutual love between the Father and the Son. So the Holy Spirit is uncreated love. That's who the Holy Spirit is. So you might add that to your Lenten journey. Practice your mortification, your prayers, and your almsgiving, but maybe try to add to it. Because we become holy when we do God's will. The essence of holiness is conforming our will to the will of God. Okay, then the first reading speaks about the two ways. One way that leads to destruction, another one that leads to salvation. Ask the Blessed Mother, who always said yes to God, to always choose the best path, even though the best path might be more difficult. The best path is not always the easiest path. We naturally choose the easiest path, the most comfortable, with less problems. That's human nature. Sometimes the best path is the one that is the most difficult. Not always, but often it can be. And it's beautiful that the psalm is Psalm 1. This is one of my favorite psalms. And it has a contrast. You like literature, you like language, it's very beautiful. We are like a tree planted near running water. Try to imagine a tree planted near running water. In the tree, it grows, it blossoms. The leaves come out, the fruits start to flourish. We're called to be that tree planted by running waters. Now, how do you interpret the running waters? Many ways. The running water could be the Holy Spirit. But also another interpretation of running waters is the grace of God. The grace of God flows most abundantly through the sacraments. And the greatest of all sacraments is the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. We as priests, we had thousands of people coming in for ashes yesterday. We all were able to preach 6-7 different homilies yesterday. One of the ones I said is, you want to make a good proposal? Come to daily Mass these 40 days. You people do it. But some of these people, they don't even come to Mass on Sunday. They just come for their ashes, no? And there are some people that come to church on three occasions when they're hatched, matched, and dispatched. No? Do you like in Spanish, bautizado, casado, despachado? Eh? Throw water, rice, and then dirt, and off they go, no? They're called the the three times Catholic, no? But let's challenge you people that come to daily Mass. Yesterday I was speaking with my mother on the phone for about 10 minutes. And one thing she said was this. Think maybe for Lent I'll go to 2 Masses a day. She's getting close to 90 and her health isn't perfect, but maybe go to 2 Masses a day. Why? In reparation for the people that don't even go to Mass. I kind of like that. You like that? It's called reparation. In reparation for those who just take God for granted. You know, one of the biggest poisons of the married life, just take your spouse for granted. It eventually it's going to happen. That's why you've got marriage encounter, retrovi, marriage counseling. Sooner or later, you take your spouse for granted. I think it'd almost be impossible to be married many years in which that doesn't happen. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen, but it happens. But we can take him for granted too. Hello? True? Well, St. Peter Chanel, you know, they got 5 Masses a day. The doors are always open. Very easy for people like you to become jaded and to take the Lord for granted. Don't do it. Pray for a renewed fire of love every day. That every time you come in this church, you will love God even more. You can beg for that grace. Receive communion as if it were your first, your last, and your only today. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, then the Gospel, Jesus speaks about the cross. This morning when I was listening to Relevant Radio Conversation with God, I was listening to something that I've read and heard many times, but it was good to be reminded, and it's this. You would think that, for example, yesterday, fasting, these 40 days really practicing mortification, self-denial, the ascetical life, you would think that this would cause us to be gloomy, sad, morose, depressed individuals. But the interesting thing is this. The more we mortify ourselves, the more we fast, the more we practice penance, the more we practice self-denial, the more joy we have. Do you hear me? If you don't know what I'm saying, and because you haven't fasted enough or you haven't mortified yourself enough. It would seem to be you're saying no to yourself, you're sad. But the more we say no to ourselves, that's called the ascetical life, the life of penance, the more joy we have. Because by saying no to our own appetites, we're saying yes to the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
So if you see mortification, penance, fasting, in that light, it gives you even more joy and desire to carry it out. I'd like to conclude with this one last idea. Offer your penance and your Lent for many people whose souls are in jeopardy of eternal damnation. many souls will be saved by generous individuals that are willing to offer up sacrifices. It's true that Jesus is the only Redeemer. Mary is the co-redemptrix. But all of us are, John Paul II says, you're called to be little co-redemptrixes too. That's John Paul II. We're all called to be little co-redemptrixes. And what that means is Christ is the only Redeemer. Mary is the co-redemptrix par excellence. But all of us are called to fill up what is lacking in the passion of Christ. So let's ask the Blessed Mother for the grace to live out the best Lent in our lives. Amen.